Hello, beautiful people of the world. How are you? I am here with Peppy. That was her at the top. I'm not sure why she's whining.
Why are you whining?
No, she's sniffing around. She's already had her dinner, so I don't know. Today I've had a full day. I've done some work. I've gone swimming. And now I'm here with you, recording a podcast episode. I first want to thank, I've been meaning to do this, and I keep forgetting for some reason, but I really want to thank Hannah. She wrote a review a while ago, and it's so funny because she titled it, Hannah Gives 5 Stars, but then she only had given me 4 stars, and I wasn't mad at her or anything, but it was just funny because it says right there, Hannah gives 5 stars, and then it was only 4. And I noticed the other day that Hannah had updated the review, and it says, this is still my favorite podcast. I really enjoy listening while I'm trying to fall asleep or even driving. It is a really cool project that Pinky has been so kind to share with the world. I'm rewriting my old review in hopes that Apple will update my stars rating to 5 stars, which is what I was trying to rate the podcast a year back. I just love the effort. Hannah, you could have easily just let it slide and not fixed it, but you did. You fixed it, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. While I'm at it, I just want to thank anyone who's ever left me a review. I truly appreciate them so much, and the ratings as well. If you've ever given me any amount of stars, thank you so much. It means a lot to me. And also, thank you to my patrons. I want to thank everyone right now. Thank you. Thanks, listeners. Thank you just for listening and being here. You don't have to listen to me, but you do. So thanks. Today, we have such an exciting experience to have together. And it is all thanks to someone very kind who gave me this gift that I'm going to look at. And you know who you are, thank you. It's kind of a two-part situation, or maybe more. It's going to be a special episode. It's a ViewMaster, 3D ViewMaster. I'm sure that you've seen them before, unless you're very young. It is a toy, I guess. It's one of those red eyepiece things that you look through and you put some slides in there and you click it forward and you get to see these 3D pictures. And the person who gave this to me also gave me some slides with it. And the title of the slides is Wonders of the Deep. And so I think what I'm going to do is give you an overall look at this ViewMaster device, but then mostly focus on this package of slides because it's very enticing and interesting. And then also part 3 will be me inserting a slide and clicking through maybe some and briefly telling you about them. So sit back and relax, get something to drink or smoke if you want, I don't know, whatever you like to do, get it and relax and discover with me the wonders of the deep. Oh, if you're new here, this is just a podcast about what I'm looking at. I'm just a girl and a dog in Cornwall, England. Well, I'm not a dog. Well, I guess that can be argued. This podcast is a girl and a dog in the same room. She doesn't say much, but her presence is felt. The ViewMaster. This is, as I said, a red device. It's about 3.5 to 4 inches in height, and this about the same in length. So it's kind of a squarish plastic toy. It's got a slot on the top to put the circular slide in there, and it's got a part on the top here that says 3D in a cool 3D effect font. And then it's got a place that's kind of black in an oblong shape where you look out of. So it's kind of, it's clear. There's a clear film covering a black plastic piece. And then two squares for where the eyes go. And on the bottom, it says Viewmaster in red font, but it's all outlined in a white 3D type shadow border. And just imprinted into the plastic in very small font, it says Viewmaster, Portland, Oregon, 97207, a subsidiary of Tyco Toys, Inc. All rights reserved, made in USA, TM, it's hard to read, Reg US, Pat Off, Marca Registrada, Marque Deposita. And then there's an orange lever that advances the slide. And turning it around. Now here's the real eyepiece. In the back here, there it's a piece that's kind of jutting out, and your eyes go onto this piece. There's little circles where your eyes go. I'm not sure if it's real glass or plastic, probably plastic, because this is for kids. I think it's marketed to kids, but definitely pleasurable for adults as well. There is the same 3D and Viewmaster on the back, but they're not in white, outlined in white. It's just the same color, red plastic, as the whole device. Okay, that's as far as I'm going to go with the Viewmaster. Oh, one more thing. When you advance the lever, and I don't know that I said this, but it's orange. Maybe I did. You can see on the back, it's sliding, the mechanism sliding to the right, and it's also orange. Here, this is how it sounds. And now we come to the slide packet. It is, and I don't remember these slides coming in such a cute package as a child, but maybe it's just because I had a bunch of loose ones everywhere and I wasn't organized. But this is a whole, it's like a booklet within a plastic envelope, and then the slides are within this booklet. So the title is, well, okay, first of all, it's square. It looks kind of like a CD package. It's square. And the plastic envelope is just a clear envelope, so you can perfectly see the contents of it. And as I said before, the title is Wonders of the Deep. But this font is so delightful. I love it. It might be one of my favorite fonts I've ever seen. It's white on a dark royal blue strip at the top of this square of paper booklet. And I don't really know how to describe this font. It's kind of, it looks as if, you know those pen nibs that are like flat, like calligraphy pens? It looks like it's been done with one of those, but obviously it's, you know, it's not a hand done, but it's a computerized version of a calligraphy style font, and it's kind of half cursive, half print with some flourishes. So the W has this little bend in the front, and then the O has a little tail on it, and the S is in a cursive style, but in the F is as well, but some of them are not. It's just very pleasant font. Wonders is capitalized and Deep is capitalized. And the whole rest of the front of this booklet is just a picture of two fish swimming amongst some coral and other sea plants. And at the bottom it says, GAF Viewmaster Stereo Pictures. And it's in a little rectangular box. And GAF has a red background and white font, and the Viewmaster has black background with white font. I forgot to mention the font on the actual device. It's just an ordinary sans serif, very plain font. The only notable thing is the drop shadow border, which is pretty cute. I like it. And the Viewmaster font on here, on the front of this booklet, has more personality for sure. It's, I guess, kind of a 70s looking font, if I were to say. I don't know what kind of fish these are. They look small, but I don't have any real frame of reference, only that they're swimming amongst the coral life. One of the fish has very big eye and kind of looks like a goldfish. It's got a two-tone body on the top, is kind of orangey red, and the bottom is silvery white, and some fins. Man, I wish I had some technical terms for fish, but I don't. The eye is black. And the other fish is primarily whitish silver, but it's got some yellowy fins and tail and a much smaller eye compared to the rest of its body. And its head is kind of got some stripes going on in kind of a dark gray. Below the big eye fish, there's this clump of yellow coral that looks kind of like a head of broccoli, and then there's some kale next to it, and then a coral that looks like a hand, and then some of that coral that looks kind of lacy, like lace coral. I'm just gonna call it that, lace coral. And then there's some coral that looks like a tree branch coral. I'll call that one. And I'm flipping this packet over because I'm going to read. The package has got all the titles of the different slides here. And I love that. The top of it says Wonders of the Deep again in a different font. I'm not sure why they strayed from that perfect font on the front, because this other font looks like Comic Sans, which is not okay. It's black on white strip background, and then the background of the text titles is an angelfish, but it's barely noticeable. It's a yellow background mostly, but you can kind of see this angelfish in white in the back, but it's very much just a background. On the side of this layout, it says Nature Series in all caps, sans serif font, with a picture of a leaf, or an icon, I should say. It's just a cutout shape of a leaf there. And then we have all of the slide titles. I'm going to read them to you right now, okay? Number one, Blue Tangs. Number two, Underseas Fairyland. Number three, Queen Angelfish. Number four, a blue shark. Number five, the squirrel. Number six, the butterfly fish. Number seven, yellowfin grouper. Number eight, big eye. Number nine, goat fish. Number 10, octopus. Number 11, four-eyed butterfly fish. Whoa. Number 12, rock beauty. Number 13, a hawksbill turtle. Number 14, Nassau grouper. Number 15, coral reef fish. Number 16, elkhorn coral. Number 17, schoolmaster fish. Number 18, nurse shark. Number 19, blue-striped grunt. Number 20, spiny lobster. Number 21, sea worms. Those are all in black font, very nondescript, sans serif, Arial type font. And then there's a copyright 1954 Gaff Corporation. Wow, it's old. B612E, not sure what that means. And then it says, R. Gaff Corporation, New York, New York, USA, TM Reg USA, Pat Off, Marque de Passe, Marque Reg, All Rights Reserved, Gaff, Belgium, NV Envelope and Contents, Made in Belgium. There's a little sticker on the top as well. It says G608 in handwriting, a black pen on a rounded rectangular sticker about an inch long. And there you have it. I'm going to unwrap this from its envelope. I release you. Wonders of the Deep packet is now out of its envelope, naked, exposed. So there's a lot of information in this booklet. I'm just going to read to you, it's so delightful, some of the titles here before every paragraph. This font is pleasing. It is very plain, but it's computery. I like it. I'm just going to read you the first sentence of this booklet. Seen from our world, the water's surface marks a dividing line. Whether it is blue or green, quiet or storm-tossed, the sea is everything but not earth. Water has always fascinated man. The ocean already occupied a great place in the ancient mythologies. Today, scientists concur in the belief that man appeared there for the first time. Man originated in water. It is no wonder that the sea fascinates him so much. I just read the whole paragraph because I couldn't stop. I do agree that the sea is fascinating and endlessly pleasing to me, at least. I feel magnetically drawn to it and happiest when I am in it and around it. And actually, this ViewMaster, putting in the slides and looking at the underwater pictures, brings me peace and happiness. Just a couple titles from these paragraphs, which I'm going to read soon, but on my own time. A strange and ...unknown world. A strange feeling of well-being. A trip in the world under the sea. And then there's some information. Wow, it's like a whole journey. These are numbered, and it's like it's a story. So I guess you're meant to put in the slide and then read this, the first paragraph into the second. It's hard to explain unless I just read a little bit. Number one says, "We are only a few meters under the surface of the water. Curiously enough, from below, it seems like a roof, a silvery ceiling. Under the vegetation formed a staghorn-looking corals. We see a settlement of certain fish. Why this name? Simply because these fish have two sharp-pointed claws looking like bistouries. Not sure what that is. They're hidden in a sort of box at the end of the tail. In case of danger, they suddenly get out of their box, and if necessary, they wound mortally their enemy." This is amazing. gosh, I love this. 2, a few more lazy strokes let us go a bit deeper. Here, the sunbeams pierce very difficultly and give to the whole scenery a beautiful, mysteriously green, dark color. Surprised by the projectors, you can see in the foreground the squirrel fish. The other one just behind it is called schoolmaster fish. Okay, this just goes on and on, explaining the different scenes. And then on this centerfold, there are a bunch of pictures of fish and sharks. When we get to the last page, there's now a slot that holds the different reels. The instructions say, "Do not touch these pictures with fingers. Clean with soft cloth or brush. When not in use, keep reels in this envelope. Do not store in a hot place." Okay, so I'm going to remove these reels. And look at them. Each reel has 7. Hang on. Each reel has 7 labels. They're labeled. For instance, number 1 says a swarm of coral reef fish. And number 2, elkhorn coral and banded butterfly fish, schoolmaster fish, and sea fan. What I'm a little confused about is, remember when I read the Wonders of the Deep numbered list? I don't see all of them on the reels, and vice versa. I think one of these might be from a different set somehow, which is perfectly fine. Because I see on this one reel, it says, disappearing sea worms and squirrel fish. Spiny lobster, a delicious monster. Blue-striped grunt, a vocal rarity. Maybe it's just, maybe it's the same, it's just different names, different titles. Goatfish and grove of Georgianas. Rock beauty and branch coral. Okay, never mind, I take it back. I think it's the right one, it's just, it's saying slightly different things. All right, shall we insert one and have a look? What do you want to look at? I want to look at... I think I heard you say that you wanted to see some disappearing sea worms. I'm going to insert that one and try to get to it. I'm going to try to hold the microphone and do it at the same time. Okay. So I can't see, as I'm cycling through, I can't really see, well, I definitely can't see the labels, so I'm kind of, I don't really know what I'm looking at, but, ooh, and I hold it up to the window, it's a lot better. Okay. That must be the spiny lobster. Wow. Oh, this picture is really funny. It's too... I'm going to take it out and see what it is. was doing it wrong. I had it inserted the wrong way, flipped around. You can actually see what the label says when it's inserted through this little window. What I was just laughing at was blue striped grunt, a vocal rarity, but why I was laughing is because it's two of them facing each other with their mouths open. They kind of look like they're in an argument or about to kiss. Still looking for the sea worms. I've come to, here we are. Disappearing sea worms and squirrel fish. If it wasn't labeled, I would not even know that those were worms. They just kind of look like plants coming out of the ocean floor. The squirrel fish is definitely the focal point of this slide. I like the squirrel fish. Its eye just looks like a big black hole. That lacy coral I was talking about earlier, it's called a sea fan. Ooh, a shark. A nurse shark. We've reached the end of this slide, this reel. Hawksbill turtle swims toward the surface. How beautiful. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh. A big eye and blue striped grunt. A blue griped strumpet. Well, I could sit here with you and look at these all day, but I'll leave you with Octopus, Timid Monster of the Deep. I hope that you enjoyed this underwater journey with me. I highly recommend you getting on eBay or another similar site, finding a ViewMaster and getting some reels of your own to look at. It's really actually relaxing and fun, and I'm going to be purchasing many more of these reels. I love it. Thank you so much for being here with me, as always. It's such a pleasure. I hope you're doing okay, and I hope that you're telling every single person you know about this podcast. Just kidding. You can email me at whatimlookingatpodcast@gmail.com if you would like. If you would like to go give me some stars, you're able to do that. But really, no pressure to do anything. I'm just happy that you're here and that you're able to spend this time listening to something that I'm looking at. Until next time, bye.